Effective Reading 1 by Makoto Shishido and Asako Koizumi in association with Really English. Read by Kimberly Forsyth and
Bill Sullivan.
Published by Seibido.
Lesson 1. Leisure Time. Free Running. Imagine martial arts, gymnastics, and skateboarding with no skateboard mixed together. This is what the dangerous and exciting sport of free running looks like. Free runners move across a city by jumping from building to building, climbing walls, and running across roofs. They move quickly and smoothly, like a cat, using buildings, walls, fences, park benches, and streetlights to run, climb, jump, swing, balance, bounce, and roll on. It is amazing to watch. You do not need any special equipment or money to do free running. All you need is a pair of sneakers and an open mind, says Vincent Rowe, who has been a free runner for 6 years. Beginners start by practicing on 1-meter-high walls. There are lots of moves to learn, with names like cat jump and the spider. But the only rule is that you must go forward, not backward. Free running was started in Paris in 1989 by two bored teenagers who liked climbing trees and watching Jackie Chan movies. Together, they started a team of free runners called the Yamakashis. Since then, free running has featured in Nike and Toyota commercials and is becoming more and more popular with young people worldwide. Although free running is not illegal, many people are against it. They think it is too dangerous and does not show respect for property. But for free runners, it is about being free and powerful. When you free run, says Rowe, you feel like a cross between Spider-Man and Superman.
Lesson 2. People in Business. Coffee Republic. Dreams and Coffee Beans. The Success of a Family Business. British people are famous for drinking tea. But brother and sister Sahar and Bobby Hashemi became young millionaires when they opened a chain of American-style coffee shops in the UK. Having the idea. It started when Sahar took a weekend trip to New York to visit her brother Bobby. One evening, in a Thai restaurant, Sahar told Bobby how much she wished she could buy American-style coffee in London. Bobby suggested they start their own coffee shop. Sahar fell in love with the idea. Doing the research. Back in London, she spent a whole day on the London subway, getting off the train at different stations to taste the coffee. It was horrible, and I knew there was a gap in the market. In November 1995, they opened their first Coffee Republic shop in central London. Making it work. The first year was very difficult. There were problems finding and keeping staff, and British people were not used to the names of American coffees, like latte and macchiato. But this was their dream, and they were not going to give up. Today, there are over 100 Coffee Republic shops all over the country, and the company has revenues of £30 million a year. Advice for others. Sahar has now written a best-selling book about their experience called Anyone Can Do It. She hopes it will help other young people to start their own businesses. She believes success is 1% idea and 99% hard work. But she says, if you think you have the energy, then get out and follow your dream.